Indiana lawmakers are close to requiring schools to fire or not hire people with certain criminal records. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports the bill also opens the door for schools to make exceptions in some cases.
Current law requires schools to consider background checks when employing people convicted of some felonies and misdemeanors, but it does not require them to fire or not hire such people. Senator Aaron Freeman says he thinks that doesn't go far enough.
There are things in here that I hope we could all agree, from Democrat to Republican, from anybody who loves children, should say these people should not be in front of our children.
An amended version of a bill Freeman authored would require schools to fire existing employees and not hire anyone with a conviction from an expanded list of crimes. It also prohibits employing people with allegations of certain types of misconduct. But the bill creates a pathway for schools to employ someone despite such alleged misconduct or some lower-level misdemeanor convictions. The school's board must vote to employ the individual and report their decision to the state with a plan to ensure student safety. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.
The Senate must vote to accept House amendments before the bill can go to the governor's desk.